Boris Seboldaev, Kamedia, 1934. Gooseberry Knuckles in the Siberian Cold. Since he was a child, Sykov had always dreamed of sailing the seven seas, discovering lost places, and eventually dying at sea. Now, he lives a long way from the sea, in a barren, deserted place, where the sand of the beach is replaced by permanent ice and coal. He warms his body and throat with his daily pores, a kind of beetroot soup. He taps the spoon on the edge of his plate, and that sound takes him back to his last day's run. The image of those large families around a fireplace, eating water stained green with vegetables, with wooden spoons knocking against earthenware bowls in a melody of misery. He smiled for a moment. He in search of sitting at the table, equipped with knife and fork, were trying to tap those hooves that slipped from the plate as if they had a mind of their own. Their adventure come to an end when their fellow dinners could stand no more and fell about laughing. Someone explained to them how to eat goose barnacles. As they filled their bellies with goose barnacles on the coast of the village of Kamedia, everything tasted and smelled of oil spill residue. It had been caused by a boat split in two at Piedra del Puerto. On August 20th, 1934, the day had dawned in thick fog, and the sea was roaring. At 9 o'clock in the evening, two yachts near the coast were listening to the symphony of the waves in prime position. They glimpsed a light nearby in the mist. They heard the siren sound of the alarm. Within 20 minutes, the boat had broken in half. The sound of the siren and the light disappearing for good. The sea was pounding from starboard, cascading over the deck and creating a waterfall on the port side. The people of Kamedia mobilized at once and carried out of the rescue of 41 crew members, risking their lives in that ferocious darkness. Passengers descended an improvised ladder to the safety of the boats. During the night, 28 of those rescued were transferred by turn to shore. The captain and the rest remained on the ship's prow until daylight. The sailors of Kamedia returned with their boats to the giant iron ship of 13,000 tons, the Boris Seboldaev. During the winter, news of the events spread by word of mouth. There are people who say that on his return, Captain Sykov of the Boris was perhaps sent into exile in Siberia by the Russian authorities. They could not understand how a ship equipped with the best and most up-to-date technology could run aground in broad daylight.